No, he has a trick.
20-year-old Bernard Ekech has too much time on his hands. Since graduating from high school 2 years ago, he has yet to find a job in Nairobi. So he's decided to look for work abroad.
Because, in fact, I was planning to go to Dubai for at least 10 years. Then after 10 years, when I come back to Kenya, I'll be much better than now. I'll have my money to take me to, you know, to higher study, to do my higher studies in university level. Yeah.
The way you are as a person, please bring yourself to the standards that they want. Yeah.
Bernard has come to this recruitment office to interview for a job as a waiter at a 5-star hotel in Dubai. Hundreds of young Kenyans have passed through this office looking for work in the Middle East. The successful ones have gone off to become physical trainers, lifeguards, or flight attendants. The owner, Lillian Zacco, says finding work is not just good for her clients, it's good for the country.
I want to help as many people, young people as possible in this country to go out, get a better working environment, get training. And now, since our country is developing so much, most of these young people are the ones who are coming back as managers or supervisors.
The number of jobs being created in Kenya each year have failed to keep up with the fast-growing population. So many are drawn to wealthy cities in the Middle East, like Dubai, which are desperate to staff luxury hotels and homes. And while some say they've had success and found happiness abroad, others say they were treated like slaves.
Matilda Mwamba has just returned from Lebanon, where she spent several months working as a domestic servant. She found the job through a recruitment agency. She says she stood for hours at a sink, washing dishes and doing laundry for a large family, 7 days a week, with no time to rest or to go to church. Soon, she caught a chest infection and became too sick to work.
When I was sick, I told my boss that I wasn't feeling well and to please take me to the hospital. He refused. He bought me some Panadols, painkillers. He told me to take this Panadol and continue with the work, not to take medicine and rest.
With the help of the recruitment agency, she was able to come home. She says her life is better in Nairobi, even if she does not have much money. But she worries about her sister, still working in Saudi Arabia, and she tries to call her when she has enough phone credit. Today, she says, her sister must be too busy to answer.
The best time to communicate with her.
After hearing too many stories of abuse, the government last year banned Kenyans from traveling abroad to work as domestic servants, though they can still go for hotel work or other jobs. The foreign ministry estimates at least 100,000 Kenyans are working in the Middle East, and recruitment is showing no sign of slowing down. Gabe Joslow, VOA News, Nairobi.